So we have our own fundraiser going on, as you know. Yesterday, we actually kicked off our year-end 40th anniversary campaign. Hard to believe I'm doing this for 40 years. Boy, is it hard to believe. Anyway, so we kicked off our big campaign yesterday, as many of you know. And we have this crazy, and the campaign goes obviously till the end of the year. We have this crazy, crazy obsession here at the Nahum Segal Network. And I was always criticized for this when I was at WFMU. I was always criticized for this. We have this crazy, crazy obsession of promoting other fundraisers when we have our fundraiser going on. And I was always criticized for it. But just because we have our own fundraiser, I am not stopping what we do on a regular basis, especially now during the war. I'm not stopping what we do. So what happened was our good friend Yakir Wachstock wrote an email to me and said, we're promoting the work of Boots for Israel, providing Chayalim in Israel with the tactical combat boots they so desperately need. And it's basically as simple as that. That's the whole campaign. And we heard about this over the weekend. We keep hearing about different things. I think I've told you that Stacey Siegel is now running a Coats for Kids campaign for the kids from the South who are spending the winter in Yerushalayim. We're going to be bringing a whole bunch of coats with us to Israel next month. We're learning about all these needs that are going on in Israel. And right now, you can go to thechesedfund.com, thechesedfund.com/boots-on-the-ground, and you can provide boots for Israeli soldiers who are on the front lines. Simple as that. And with us live via telephone to discuss this campaign is Yakir Wachstock. Yakir, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And it's unbelievable work that you're doing for Klal Yisrael. Thank you for having us.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So how'd you find out about this? Because now it's pretty well known that what the Army has is not 2023 quality when it comes to the majority of their combat boots. And we also know now that there's a shortage of the boots throughout the IDF. How did you come to hear about all of this? And what have you been told about it?
Yes. So the night, in the middle of the night, October 11th, October 12th, after that terrible day of October 7th, I got my WhatsApp, kept ringing and ringing in the middle of the night. I'm a Queen's Hatzala member, so I leave my phone on vibrate just in case. And it kept vibrating that it woke me up. It ended up being General Daniel Jacobs, who was reaching out to me because he had heard, I'm an occupational therapist in local Queens yeshivas, but on the side to try to help pay for tuition for my kids, I did a little bit of Amazon reselling. And he heard I knew some stuff about Amazon, and he called from Israel saying, please, Yakir, can you help us get boots for our battalion? We don't have boots. We have guys in sneakers. We're about to go into Gaza. This was right at the beginning. This was before even people knew people were going in. Said, we're about to go in. How can you help us? Can you maybe buy something on Amazon? Can you figure something out? So I sell tchotchkes and toys and pots and pans and things like that. I know nothing about Army boots. But I linked up with a friend of mine, Avi Shacharov, who's a malach, an angel, who happens to sell some shoes. And he was selling these Army boots, and he was making a living from it. And he said, let's pull them off Amazon. Let's get them to Daniel Jacobs and his group. And that by that, Motzei Shabbos, we had them on a plane. Sunday night, they were delivered by my sister-in-law and the incredible team we have in Israel to the Army base. Sunday night, I get a WhatsApp from this Daniel Jacobs saying, thank you from the Yakir Battalion. I said, the Yakir Battalion, it's nice that I got you some Army boots, but you didn't need to change the name of the battalion. He said, no. I didn't want you to feel bad if you couldn't get it done, but our battalion's always been named Yakir. And that was our maiden voyage. Me and my friend Dana Gerber did that. And we said, let's go. Let's get this going. From that point forward, we've found out the need is huge. There are so many guys in the actual Army and in the Marine especially who don't have the right gear, especially boots. They're carrying heavy bags. They're going through Lebanon and Gaza. Most of our boots are not in Israel. 90%. We've done over 9,000. 90 to 95% are outside of Israel at this moment.
Meaning,
and they didn't have what
meaning in Lebanon or over the Gaza border.
That's 100% right. 100% right. We've got it from an order for a specific battalion, a specific group. It's a one-to-one order to the exact foot size. We've got it from the order to Israel into Gaza within 16 hours on their feet itself. It's been incredible. Elal is incredible in making this happen. It's a huge logistical nightmare.
Well, I'll tell you,
they keep pushing forward and helping us.
I'll tell you the best part, and I know this because of the combat helmet story that, you know, that I was involved with, which the listeners are familiar with. The best part is that they go straight to the Army. In other words, God forbid, this stuff would get to Ben Gurion Airport and sit there or in customs for God knows how long. The good part is that an operation like yours literally gets them from the airport and, as you described, drives them straight to where they are needed, where they'll be distributed. And that, frankly, is the best part of all this, that we know that they're getting where they need to get to. How many did you say you're up to at this point?
Over 9,000 boots and counting. What? We have a shipment coming in this Thursday that we're getting ready to pack. Oh, and the volunteers are unbelievable. They're so upset when there isn't a boot to pack. Everybody wants to do something. People would say be'adayim, but here be'raglayim for Klal Yisrael.
Why?
And it's one by one, an exact soldier, and we're filling them with notes from children. It's really been a beautiful thing, and we have to thank also National Council of Young Israel, who's also teamed up with us, and Soldiers Save Lives have also helped out with us to get some boots. So it's really been a beautiful team effort. I would say there's about 200 to 250 people actively involved in making the process work.
When you give 180, you're giving two soldiers the necessary high-quality combat boots. When you give 360, you're doing the same thing for four soldiers. When you give 720 for eight soldiers and an $1,800 donation, and 20 soldiers will have 20 pairs of boots, one pair each of high quality 2023 combat boots. And frankly, you know, as I said earlier, you know, we're involved this time of year in fundraising. Yakir, it's pretty amazing. You guys are near $500,000 so far with this the Chesed Fund campaign, and that's very impressive. You've gotten a tremendous reaction out there.
Yeah. Anybody who gets involved, touches a boot, and understands that we get the thank yous and videos, they pass it along to anybody they know, because, as you were saying, it goes straight through Ben Gurion, straight to the actual female or male officer to help Klal Yisrael. There is no question whether this is working. It is working, and it's helping to help Klal Yisrael be safe. And people are starving. We're paralyzed here in America of what can we do to help. This is one of the examples of something that you know you can do, and you could be a helping part of history here to make sure that Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael is safe.
Now, is this the easiest place to donate? In other words, we have here thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground. Is that the easiest way for people to access the campaign, or is there an easier way?
Yes, I think it might be also /boots for Israel at the end. But yes, that's the easiest way. And if people just Google the Chesed Fund, they have a search bar, or they have an Israel link, you'll find us there also. They forget the name, and they just go straight to the Chesed Fund. But there's one other thing that this Boots for Israel campaign has done, is the Achdus. We are working with New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We have people who have helped out in Boston, people in LA, people in Arizona have got involved, people in Florida. The Achdus is beautiful, and that is the most important part about these boots, is that we hopefully can remember what we were doing here and continue that Achdus of all different types, can get together and understanding keeping Klal Yisrael safe brings Achdus, but we need that all the time, because that's really what would bring Shalom to Klal Yisrael is the achdus together of all the Yidden to help within Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael.
Well, what do they say? They say that the two most important things are footwear and a mattress, because when you're not in one, you're in the other. And I don't think we could do an effective job at getting comfortable mattresses to the front, frankly. So let's at least get good, high-quality combat boots to our soldiers, everybody who's in need of them at this point. As you heard, everybody, we can't emphasize this enough. They literally go straight from the airport, from Ben-Gurion, to where they are needed, which, frankly, in this entire supply chain situation that we've had since October 7th of items being dedicated or purchased in the United States and having to get to Israel, when you know that piece is taken care of, that the airport to where they need to get to is taken care of, that is a very big comfort to those who are donating. So be rest assured that when you donate, and by the way, we did test it out. All you need is thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground. It'll take you directly to the Boots for Israel page when you do that. But we are one of the comforting things about this campaign, as we said, is that the item is getting to where it needs to get to as soon as possible and with great efficiency. Keep that in mind. Again, as an example, 20 times high, 4 pair of boots for 4 soldiers, 20 soldiers. You want to outfit 20 soldiers with combat boots that are 2023 high quality. It's an $1,800 donation. Obviously, there are a million other choices there online, which you could check out. Go to thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground. Avrami, let's put this on our nachumsiegel.com/chesed page. We've been keeping up to date since October the 7th with anything that has to do with donating to Israel. Let's do that and encourage people to give and to provide boots for Israeli soldiers who are on the front lines. Yakir Wachstock, I appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I really do hope that this audience continues to be generous. We know we are the recipients of their generosity, and I certainly hope they understand the importance of giving boots for soldiers in Israel. And all I could say is continued success with the campaign.
Amen. Thank you so much for having us. If people go to the website, there's a video done by Yishai Gross that will explain it all. You can see everything that's happening on the video. Thank you so much for having us, for helping out with Am Yisrael during this Itzara. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. I appreciate that. If Yishai is responsible for the video, it must be a very, very good video. Check it all out, folks. thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground. thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground. If you want to go directly to the page that we're looking at this moment, it's thechesedfund.com/boots on the ground/Boots for Israel. It is a Wednesday morning. I know. In the old days, I would have been criticized because we're in the middle of our own campaign, but it doesn't matter. Even when we're in the middle of our own year-end campaign, we need to continue to focus on where the needs are in general when it comes to doing chesed, but certainly when it comes to doing chesed for our IDF brothers and sisters. More coming up. It's Wednesday at JM in the AM.